23. I had to think about it. And I'm just under the wire. It's just a little bit after 11 o'clock at night. So when I'm recording this, it's been a fairly quiet day. It's been a hot, humid, yucky day. But then we had a storm front go through, and the resulting weather was absolutely gorgeous. So my girlfriend and I decided to take our evening walk. And so we went out, stopped at the pharmacy, because I was out of Advil, and that is a bad thing. How I could have let myself get out of Advil. Ooh, so I bought a big bottle, and then we walked around town for a bit and stopped at our favorite local ice cream place, which is called McCool's. One of the few places left that I know that makes real malted milks. Now, I don't know if any of you are familiar with malted. Basically, it's a milkshake with malt put into it, and it just tastes so good. Trying to find a malted nowadays, I mean, they used to be so frequent when I was a kid. You could get a malted just about anywhere. Now, it's real hard. And if you go into a place and you say, "Can I have a chocolate malted?" you get funny looks like, "What's that? We have milkshakes." "Yeah, I want to malt it." "Sorry, we don't do that." I lost one malted place. We used to have another ice cream place called, well, we had Baskin Robbins. And they unfortunately turned into a Carvel. I mean, Carvel's okay, but it isn't really good ice cream. Sorry if I've offended some people. But Baskin's used to, the guy at Baskin's used to know how to make really good malteds. Well, when they left and they turned into a Carvel, I thought my malted supply was gone. But fortunately, I found that McCool's, which is further up, did make malteds, and I think they would do a very good job. So I had a malted, my girlfriend had a what's called Roadrunner raspberry. It's raspberry ice cream with chocolate, dark chocolate chunks in it to die for, and I brought home a little chocolate malted for Art, and it was a good thing because his blood sugar was starting to go low by the time I got home, so he needed it. So that was perfect timing. In fact, probably would have gone lower, except right before I left, I was going to check his blood sugar, and I didn't have time because my girlfriend had pulled up. So I gave him a couple of pieces of chocolate and said, "Here, eat this. That way I know you won't tank before I leave, and, you know, or I mean, before I get back." And it was a good thing because when I got back, his blood sugar was 100. So if I hadn't given the chocolate, it would have been a lot lower. So he enjoyed his malted. And the weather really had just done a complete 180 from being, as I say, hazy, hot, and horrible. We had a series of little storms going through. And we really didn't get much. We sort of dodged a bullet. I heard a couple of little bumpers, and there was a drizzle rain. It wasn't really very heavy. It was, you know, fairly light, but a good stiff breeze on it, and it really pushed the nasties out. And within like about half an hour, the temperature had dropped 10 degrees, 11 degrees. Because it was, when I left, it was 79 degrees. And before that, it had been like, my thermometer had been up to 91. So it really had done a nice job. Anyway, so here I is sitting in the kitchen, getting ready to get myself something cold and wet and nice to drink, and probably some ginger ale. Go upstairs, sit back, and listen to a nice new thing I bought. Thank you, Nowhere Lass, for that. Standing Stone, one of Paul McCartney's symphonies. And eventually fall off to sleep. So that's what's going on here. And I'll catch you all tomorrow. And it's going to be a beautiful day, so I see another lunch on the porch tomorrow. I'm thrilled. Bye for now, folks.